How goes it, ladies and gentlemen? This is the How We Do podcast, a self-help podcast from the beautiful state of the state that we're in. I am that good boy, Ian. To my left, as always, that cricket on your shoulder, Kyle.
What state are we in? Like mental state or like...
I like to think it's a state of mind.
Okay.
And why don't you just say yes?
Mental state and state of mind are way different. All right? It's not your turn to talk yet. I haven't said your name.
All right.
I'm sorry, Ian. Forgive him. To his left.
Gage apologizes.
That mind of a child, Jarrett. And to his left, Hawaii. The North Star Gage.
Hello.
I hate all of this.
I gave it away. Kyle's mad at me.
What?
Hawaii.
It's where we're all going on vacation, remember?
No.
Yeah, Gage said he's buying us all plane tickets to Hawaii. For Krimbus this year.
That coming up?
Yeah.
I have a long way to go.
Yeah, you got time to
save.
Thank
fucking God.
You'll save that much, I think.
I think that can be a business expense.
Yeah.
Illegally, yes.
So this is a business?
Business is done here.
Okay.
But then we also
Ian's a businessman.
That is true.
I do business.
That's true.
For the topic on that episode, it's just, you know, Hawaiian culture. That's our hour-long topic. That's a business expense.
I've conned my way into a lot of free trips. Think I can get away with the Hawaii one.
I know. I've been jealous for a long time
of
those free trips.
Yep. Got another one coming up soon.
I've asked, hey, can I go? And you're like, no.
You might be able to go to this one. I need someone to go with me.
Don't break his heart.
Tell me after.
It'll be after, yeah. I can't
tell
you.
Hell yeah. Doperoni pizza.
That's the one.
Kyle, let's get into those Tuesdays.
So it is Tony January 16th.
Still like it.
Can't never get enough of it.
Yeah.
It is National Fig Newton Day. I love Fig Newtons.
Me too.
I do not.
They're so good.
It feels
good.
Like I'm eating sand that's been put in jelly.
Nothing
it
has.
That's what it is.
Nothing has ever appealed to me more as an old person food than a Fig Newton. Maybe a Werther's Original, sure.
Strawberry bonbons.
Prune.
The bonbons, yeah. A prune, yeah. But a Fig Newton, I feel like, is up there. There's just no taste to it. It's this chalky, gross thing on the outside. And
it's
then
not chalky.
The inside. Yeah,
it is. It's like you're eating earwax.
It's so
good.
That's almost as
hell
better.
Yeah. And then when you bite into the Fig Newton, it's like, there's that. Sloppy.
Not even sloppy.
That slapping
sound.
It's supposed to be like a sloppy jelly, and it's just like this dry preserve. And
it's
so
gross.
Good. They're very good.
It's not.
It does taste like sand in jelly, though. Ian is correct.
Yeah, no, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're so much like the goddamn same.
So much like the goddamn same.
And you know what? If you have a fruit thing, if you have a fruit flavor in your thing, food, you don't have to put the little strawberry seeds in there, too. I don't need that level of immersion.
What about fruit leather?
Fruit leather is good too.
Why do you call fruit leather? Like, what? What is
have
it
you ever had fruit
flute?
Leather?
Flute leather?
You ever had fruit leather?
Fruit roll up?
No.
It's like a fruit roll up.
Oh, it's
instead
of
those being made out of
like, it's just like a piece of paper, but it's fruit.
I have had that. Yeah,
it's not bad. Of them.
It's not great.
No,
definitely not great.
No, it's delicious.
It's like imagine a Fig Newton that they took off the chalk. And then they just flattened it out.
And they
put
like
it
a
in
rolling
oven.
Pin in the fucking thing.
Yeah, and put
what
it in
what you can
oven.
Do with fruit leather is if you put it over your face.
You suffocate to death and then you don't have to worry about eating
no,
it.
No, you can form it to like your nose and stuff and then it looks like you're eating your own face.
Is that why you're sick?
Well.
You sound like a psychopath.
Well.
It puts the lotion on its
your
skin.
Fruit leather face.
It puts the leather on the face.
Yeah.
I run and gun down strawberries and shit. I'm fruit leather face.
I don't think leather face used a gun.
Yeah, you don't know fruit leather face, or do you?
Yeah, do you?
No, he had a machete, didn't he?
You're about to get to know him.
It was a gun that shot machetes, that's what it was.
Machete.
He was that Elm Street guy.
Yeah. He
Elm
lived
Street
at the person, at the lake on Elm Street.
Mm-hmm.
Climbed out of the water and shot machetes out
and
of
and he
his...
fucked Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
Do you think that Elm Street man has like a weird cousin that lives on Elm cul-de-sac or something? Like the
Elm cul-de-sac.
In the Elm circle? Elm cul-de-sac.
And he has gardening shears, or no, like a hedge trimmer or something.
Yeah.
It's not Edward Scissorhands.
Right.
He's got them, but they're on their. He's on his feet.
Oh, okay.
So he can dig into trees and climb up them real quick.
What about his uncle on Elm Road?
Isn't it National Fig Newton?
It's National Fig Newton Day.
Yeah, they were first invented in 1861.
I didn't know you had facts.
Holy shit.
I always have. I'm sorry, 1891.
Wow.
Don't get twisted.
You led me down a hole and then shot
where
me.
Where were they invented?
Someone is in their car with their friend right now and was like, I fucking told you it was in that year. And then you just corrected me like, oh, I fucking got you.
And now he has to jump out of the moving car.
Where
delete that tweet.
Where were they invented, Kyle?
Newton, Massachusetts.
In Massachusetts, really?
Yep.
I thought that said Philadelphia at the top.
Well, some people can't read, and that's okay.
Can't read.
In 1981, Philadelphia baker and
fig
lover.
Ooh!
Charles Roser invented and patented the machine which inserted fig paste into a thick pastry dough.
Now you get in trouble for calling someone a fig lover.
Not allowed to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Can't, I was hoping they were in Philadelphia, and I was going to say home of the 2018 Super Bowl champs, and I was going to dab for you guys.
Are you going to get a tattoo as well? Or?
I'm not an Eagles fan.
Oh, okay. Good.
You're really all in on these fucking Eagles, then.
Yeah. I know Eagles fans, and I if want they, them to shut the if fuck up.
If they win
about
the Super Bowl, can we send their team a box of Fig Newtons?
Yes.
And
yes.
Mayonnaise hot dogs?
Absolutely. Yeah,
sure. It's also National Without a Scalpel Day.
So all you doctors.
No scalpels today.
You better
get
a knife.
Surgery with straight fucking hands.
Have long fingernails.
Yep.
Just fucking dig.
Just point up those fingernails.
Point
file
up.
Them up. File them up.
Point up them fingernails.
You grab it in there, and you're ripping out organs.
Like, yeah. Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
Or Sabretooth.
Probably Sabretooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or that one from X2 that has the fingernail things.
Lady...
Shiva.
Yep.
Yep.
That's it.
Is that
Baraka.
Right?
She-Hulk?
Yeah. She's an X-Men.
Molina.
X2 is awful.
No, I'm pretty sure it was
it's
like...
It's Molina.
It was Wonder Woman.
She's the mouth eater.
Yeah. It was her.
The
yeah,
mouth
I'll
eater?
That
yeah.
She eats my with her mouth.
That's so odd that she would do that.
What a crazy character they made there.
She's got teeth in her mouth?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Like pointy, like sharp teeth to eat stuff.
Huh. Okay. Doesn't like fruits and vegetables then? All
no.
Carnivore?
I've never heard
only
of someone
faces.
With teeth in their mouth. Or eating with their mouth. That's weird.
It's weird. Mortal Kombat's a strange video movie.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
People eating out of their mouths. I don't even know anymore.
Video
Some people
movie.
Eat out asses.
People that.
It is 2018. So, you know, get with the times.
I was going to make a Johnny Cage joke, but you kind of took that one away.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Fucked it up.
It's also National Nothing Day.
Well. Thank you, Chef. Stay golden. No, we got to show.
You couldn't even get through it.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
The pre-plan. We never do pre-planned jokes, and you couldn't even do this one.
Yeah, I don't like pre-planning. It makes me feel weird.
You didn't even acknowledge, like, well, it's nothing day. Guess we're doing nothing. So ended the show. True fans only listen past the 8-minute mark.
Yeah, they know.
Mm-hmm.
They know the goofs. And the sploofs.
No, you just can't be throwing out racist terms like that.
Sorry.
That's awful.
Are we going to bleep those or no?
No,
or...
I'm going to leave those in.
Oh,
I'm
going
to let people know what
listeners.
Words not to say.
You know those threats that are about people getting killed? I'm probably going to get a lot of those now.
They come through my emails. It doesn't matter.
Oh, good clue.
So, I'll forward them.
Forward. You yeah. won't believe this.
Yeah.
You're going to die.
Damn it.
Forward this to 7 people or else you'll die.
What is this, middle
school?
There's going
to be a clown at the end of your bed that just pulls your fucking spine out from your feet.
I don't think that's how that works at all.
Are you the fucking predator?
Yeah.
God damn.
Clown, predator, they both wore paint.
Well, John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, there you go.
You're right.
Pogo.
And then, yeah.
He had figured it out.
Now that we're talking about, you know, clowns showing up at your beds, I'd like to talk a little bit about beds.
Talk about it.
So, I'm in the market for a king-sized bed. And I was doing my research on beds. Do you know what the difference between a California king bed and a king bed is?
The size.
How much weed you can fit in the California king?
Yes, no.
Ooh. California kings are bigger.
Wrong.
No, it's...
No, very wrong.
No, it's not.
A California king bed is 4 inches longer than it is wider, and the king bed is 4 inches longer than that and 4 inches less long. It's literally
so
a king-size
like
bed turned sideways.
Okay, so it's like a square.
So you could buy a regular king-size bed, and it'd also be a California
yep,
king
if you
just
sideways.
Fucking turn it.
That's the difference between a California king bed and a king bed.
Why would
bed.
They make that?
What the fuck?
Fuck if I know. I was gonna get a California king bed because I was like, those have to be bigger. They're a bigger name. And then, nope, they're a king bed turned sideways.
So they have to be bigger because they have a bigger name.
Yeah, all you stupid assholes, they're like, I'm going to get a Cali king bed. It's more expensive, but it'll be well worth it. No, buy a king bed and turn it fucking sideways.
It almost
idiot.
Sounds like one of those like bougie things that like rich people would get.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't know what that
bougie.
Means.
Aren't you guys hip?
No.
No.
Damn it.
That's ratchet.
It's like one of those bougie things that like
it's an extra, right?
Like yeah, it's so you want to be some extra. You want to be
can
extra.
You just look it up?
Yeah,
I just to make sure. He's like, I don't believe you.
I got fucking
bitch. I didn't believe you.
It's fucking stupid.
That's so dumb.
He's fucking dropping knowledge on you like a bad habit.
Yeah. Also, it says that a king size bed, also known as an Eastern king.
I don't now it's a what? Fucking race war now. East Coast versus West Coast. Let's fucking do battle.
Wait, this is what Tupac and Biggie always fought
the
about, right?
West Coast versus the West Coast.
Don't, yeah. No.
We're going to start it.
Beast Coast versus West Coast?
The West Coast.
Is that why they have Casper mattresses?
Damn right. Ghost beds are fucking amazing.
Yeah, because they all die. Yeah. Because they suck. Okay. But yeah, so what's it? What? Why did the California King bet a sideways bed? Why is that?
I would like to say...
Well...
There are more cucks in California.
Okay.
So the bed is, you sleep on a longer bed so three people can lay comfortably side by side by side. So your wife can fuck some other random dude and you can still get a nice nap in.
And you can still lean sideways.
You can lean over there. Shut up, Jerry. This is my joke. You can lean over there and kind of watch from there, but like, don't touch because like that's, you're being cucked, damn it. So I think there's more cucks in California and that is why the California King exists like that.
It's not actually just sideways, though. The Eastern, well, the regular king size bed, sorry, is 76 inches wide and 80 inches long. The California King is narrower at 72 inches wide, but it's 84 inches long.
So it looks like a coffin?
So yeah.
So it's kind of shaped like a coffin.
Yeah, so it's a little thinner.
Yeah, so they take the 4 inches off the side and put it at the bottom.
And put it at the bottom, basically.
So they literally take it and turn it sideways.
It's not how it is.
Yes.
Because that would imply that it was 84 inches. You don't understand the way that fucking...
I'm totally
right. I love this math podcast that we have now.
I was told there would be no math. Right now.
No, that's totally right.
76 inches long, wide. Okay? Okay. 80 inches long.
Okay.
84 inches long, 74 or 72 inches wide. It gets thinner and longer, not turned sideways.
Totally sideways.
Yeah. I fucking die.
So all you California cucks, you can just buy a cheaper bed and have the same thing.
Yeah, you stupid piece of idiots. Shit.
Yeah.
I'm too sick for this. Today.
What do you think of the cucks, Jarrett?
You know, I think it's great.
Are you a cuck lord?
I think it's fucking amazing. You know, just come up in my house,
dude. It's such a great word. It sounds so good. Come up.
It's always been like such a weird insult to hear. Like, oh, you're such a fucking cuck. I'm like, what the fuck? Why would you even say that to somebody? Like, just, that's such a weird thing.
I didn't know that was for a long time. I thought it was just a funny way to say cock.
Nope. Totally a thing.
No, I know that now.
It's a fetish.
Now that I'm older and wiser.
If you get on Craigslist, there's a lot of people who want to be cucks or want to be your cuck.
Cucky.
The cucky. The cucker.
There you go. Yeah.
The cookie cucker.
Ooh, the cookie cucker. Wait, is a cookie cucker when you eat someone else's cookies and they watch?
Off of their ass, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Like Jared said, some people eat out ass. That's a cookie cucker.
Some people do. There you go. Any other bed-related stuff you wanted to get into? Why are you buying a king-size bed? You're a small boy.
Okay, so, buy a king-size bed because I hate being touched when I'm sleeping.
I'll leave alone. I'll go home then.
Well, yeah, but my girlfriend's like, well, that can't be forever. And I was like, well, we'll just get a big bed. That way we don't have to touch you.
Did you let her know you're spending more money on a cuck bed?
It was her idea. So I'm now that you mention it, I'm a little worried.
Shit.
It's all kind of mushing together now.
Yeah.
Just get one of those giant giant circle mattress like they had in the Tila Tequila dating show.
Yeah.
Should I get one of the hearts?
Yes.
The heart one.
Yeah. And Shaq had a big old circle bed too because he's a giant person.
Yeah.
He's a big boy.
You know what you should do? The Amish people hate touching each other too when they're asleep. Get the Amish to build a bed for you that's the same size as a cuck bed. And then you'll be like, well, I have to be true to the Amish people. I can't touch you while I'm sleeping.
Legally.
That's against God.
I was thinking that or sleeping bags. Because you can't really be touching a sleeping bag unless somebody's trying to share it with you.
But here's the thing. Don't let her also have a sleeping bag. Just you. Get a sleeping bag for above the covers and just sleep in there. Just look weird the whole time.
Yeah, you never want to get inside of a sleeping bag with somebody.
Hell no, because you're both going to sweat up a storm.
But it looks like you're trying to start a family.
That too.
And if Jason comes, you're fucked.
Yeah, you're going to get stabbed one swipe.
Yeah.
Yep. Swipe right on both of you.
He'll just push you both down in it and tie it up and smash you to the ground.
You're like a death burrito.
Yeah.
Double really, extra meat.
Really yeah, double stuff.
They charge you for that at Chipotle.
Double sweaty meat.
Yep.
But no cooking.
You know what else you can do?
In a sleeping bag.
Is take your California King, right?
The California King sleeping bag, though.
Take your California King, sew two sleeping bags into the mattress so that it's like two individual pockets, so you can never, ever, ever touch each other.
What if I cut the mattress in half and dig out the inside, yes! and then sleep get in it like it. A coffin and just sleep inside of a mattress?
Yes.
You can do the same thing with a moose.
I'm going to need a little bit more than that. Yeah. Can you elaborate?
I was kind of let him have that one.
What? Cut up open
a moose.
What do
you mean, what?
Yeah, cut open a moose.
What?
You don't do that?
You cut open a moose and you sleep in it. Never cut up a moose.
He is a fruit leather face. So.
That's, yeah, I guess.
So you survive in the wild.
Shooting down meeses.
Cut open
goddamn meese.
Sleep in its ribcage.
Can we talk about that here?
I don't think so.
I think that should be a thing. What? The plural of moose should be meese. The plural of goose is geese.
What about mice?
It's mice.
Okay. Wait. Make up other ones then. Swan.
Swans.
There you go.
What if you saw them swimming?
What if you had plural
they were
of Ian?
Swamming.
What if you had a plural of Ian?
They were swum.
What if there was two of you? What will the plural of Ian be?
John.
Here we have a John. It's two just Ian. A group of Ian.
This is a John squad. Hey. That's kind of all I got for beds, you know. I think I'm not gonna get the cuck bed.
Don't get the cuck bed.
California cuck bed.
I'm surprised that wasn't in this description.
So is the cuck bed cheaper?
No,
cuck bed's more expensive.
Yeah, cuck bed is like I think more expensive by like $100-$200.
Okay, because you're paying for the experience.
Yeah, you're paying for the love.
You're paying for someone else to fuck your wife.
Okay.
Essentially, yeah.
Okay.
So I think I'm just going to go with the Eastern King Cedric bed.
Sounds pretty...
Sure.
Sounds safe.
All right, safe bet. What's wrong, bud? You all right?
I'm really unhappy.
Why?
I'm so happy to find out why you're unhappy.
I think Jared just got cucked. You sure?
Nope.
Cuck your life in two pieces? Is this your last resort?
So, Ian brought us...
No, I don't think you brought them for us.
I brought them for everybody,
he brought
yeah.
mint.
I got 15 bags of these for Christmas.
15?
Because they're my
really?
Favorite. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Did you really get 15 of these?
Yeah, my girlfriend bought a whole bunch of them and put them all in a big bag for me. It was like,
that's awesome.
Merry Christmas.
Like a giant garbage bag?
Yeah. That's I was awesome. Like, hell yeah. They're my favorite. They're amazing. They taste like Thin Mints.
So, Ian brought us mint Kit Kats, which brought up the topic of what other weird kinds of Kit Kat flavors do we have out there? And most of them are, you can only get them in Japan. But some of them in some, like, international markets here in the United States of A, just so they don't know where we live.
America.
Are we naming flavors now?
We've tried to see some of these other flavors, and I've had some of them. Like, I've had, they have a strawberry shortcake one, which I've had.
It sounds gross.
Though. They have, it's actually really good. They have strawberry, they have green tea, and they have another one that I can't remember that I've also had.
Baseball?
But
baseball's my favorite one.
I looked at this fucking
Big
list.
Chew. Yeah, I was going to say.
Gage has opened, and on this is red potato.
Ooh, russets?
Soy flour.
Okay.
And soy sauce.
Can we order a bag of each and then all try it?
I will look into this. Yeah, Amazon this well. I'm going to go through some of these and just let me know what you think of them.
Are we setting like a favorite right now? Like can we decide on a favorite?
Well, I like red potato.
There's also baked potato.
No, that's way too classic.
There is, let's see. There's cappuccino.
Go down, keep going.
Hold on. Caramel macchiato McFlurry.
Holy shit, that sounds so good.
Keep going.
Chestnut, citrus golden blend. My favorite so far. Yeah. Cough drop.
Please look at those.
Scissor? Is it scissor?
There is a clickable link there.
No, I'm going to click it. Creme brulee.
European cheese.
European cheese. And I'm going to need some help with this one. And I need to know what you think this one is.
Okay.
Exotic Tokyo.
Oh no!
So you know how they have the vending machines, right? That have used underwear from women in it.
1,000,000%.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's definitely used underwear from women. Kit Kats. So,
wait, is it a Kit Kat wrapped in used underwear, or
yeah,
is it under?
Okay. Both. It's got inside is the used part.
Oh god.
So Kyle found something.
So I found on Amazon Prime, Nestle is actually selling this themselves. An assortment of 18 Japanese miniature Kit Kat, including green tea, strawberry cheesecake, wasabi, and rum raisin.
How much is it?
It's $28.99 for 18.
I would order
that's
right
not
now.
Bad.
They're mini Kit Kats.
They're like this.
Well, but are they bags or is it like individual Kit Kat?
See,
I think
don't
it's
know.
Just one Kit Kat.
Yeah, I'm not paying like $28 for a Kit Kat.
Well, it's 18 of them.
Oh.
Contains 17 miniature Kit Kat bars and one pack of bite-sized Kit Kat.
Yeah, not worth. Keep searching, bud. I thought that was
but
more
it's,
than
like. Flavors include green tea, hazelnut, wasabi, rum raisin, citrus blend, purple potato, apple, sweet potato, and some type of tea that I cannot pronounce.
Let me try it.
Kamamoto?
Come on my toe? Excuse me? You get the Kamto Kit Kat.
Kamto Kit Kat.
Only in Japan. Taste of Japan. The taste of Tokyo right
gotta
there.
Love them.
There's also ginger ale, green bean, hot Japanese chili.
Oh, no.
Hell yeah. I really was honestly hoping it was going to say hot Japanese chick. I was like, I wonder what that tastes like. Probably like fish.
Kobe pudding. Lemon cheesecake.
I'm sorry, Kobe pudding?
Kobe pudding.
How long did he play in... Did he play in Turkey or Japan?
He played for the Rockets first, right?
No, I'm just saying, like, I thought he played across the pond. No?
Okay. Sorry.
That's what? England is across the pond.
Whatever.
Okinawa sweet potato.
really? Kuma hot cake? What?
Rock salt.
Red velvet.
Royal milk tea.
You should just look up Japanese Kit Kats.
Salt and caramel.
Ooh, watermelon.
Tokyo banana.
Huh, what was different from a Tokyo banana than our bananas?
So,
with the eyes. Never mind.
They have sake flavor.
Oh my god.
A friend of mine actually has. Grosso. A friend of mine actually has a point of contact in Japan that is able to get these and sends them across
to
us here.
We might have to.
So I asked him if he could inquire about some cough drop Kit Kats.
Yeah, I want to try as many of these Japanese Kit Kats as I possibly can.
What is that?
The box is our thumbnail. So
oh, no, I need to know.
Hold on. This is what it looks like here.
What flavor is that?
That's cough drop.
Is that actually...
But that has nothing to do with a cough drop.
A box of cough... Well, actually, it says a box of cough drop flavored Kit Kats.
Damn.
I am so excited to try
all of these
Kit Kats.
What is your intended audience?
Esports.
Oh my God. Me, because I'm sick.
Whoa!
Oh, that's
what
amazing.
If you ate the cough drop Kit Kats and it made your sore throat go away?
That's what I think the intention is, right?
That's Jeez. Fucking amazing. Candy medicine.
Whoa.
Well, candy is medicine, right?
Well, some medicine people
eat,
take like
I
candy.
I eat cough drops like they're candy anyway.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, I need
one
that
right after
the
other.
I only
the Halls
eat the,
Breezers?
Yeah, yep. I only yep. eat the Halls Breezers as candy. And it makes my throat all tickly and I'm allergic to it, so it closes a little bit and it makes me all scared. It's great.
Oh my god, I'm just looking at some of these.
We gotta get some of these. There is like an international market that I'm gonna go to.
There's an McFlurry one.
Maybe tomorrow.
We have to get as many of these as possible. I will throw in
those.
Money.
Oh yeah, so I'm,
to
I'll,
get these.
I'll
oh yeah,
throw
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
I want to try this.
I want to try a potato one.
Okay.
Because like I know last year they did Pringles.
Oh,
they
yeah.
had their Thanksgiving dinner. Where every single Pringles flavor was like turkey or mashed potatoes
what?
Or
some
like
Willy Wonka bullshit.
Yeah. But I don't know how to get that.
Was there blueberry gum at the end?
I don't think so.
Blueberry pie.
Yeah, that's what it was. Blueberry pie. Fuck!
The candy turned into gum. Oh, man. Gross. I can't believe these are things.
This is amazing.
Oh, 100% believe it.
I'm so happy right now. I need to have these in my mouth hole.
Japan.
I would like to look at other like weird candies later on, too, and just see like what weird candies we can get on this show.
I just need you to tell me how I can get these sweet treats in my belly.
Right now. Tomorrow.
I need them.
So. Damn. What kind of, what flavor Kit Kat would you like to see as I eat another one of those
Oh,
things?
Good clue. Jarrett, start. What would a desired Kit Kat for you to have be?
A desired Kit Kat flavor.
If you could make any Kit Kat flavor, what would it be? I already know it.
I mean, there was already a pancake one, and I feel like that would, like, appeal to me, like some maple syrup flavor.
Waffles, but okay.
I was going to say chicken and waffles. That'd be
I dope. Can't. That was my fucking answer, because I'm going to pick another one.
Oh, see, I just totally gonna thought yours was Cherry Coke.
Oh! There it is.
Cherry Coke Kit Kat.
And you know what? It's impossible to find. Fuckers.
I bet.
So, mine was going to be, like, an orange like dreamsicle, but I'm sure that has to already exist.
Yeah, that seems like I'm pretty sure that's an Oreo or something too.
But a McRib as a fucking Kit Kat, let's go.
You could just get a Kit Kat and then put barbecue sauce on it.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got two that I'm so torn on these. Like, guys, I'm so torn on these. I need you to help me pick one. I've got a mayonnaise hot dog.
Fuck you.
Kit Kat. Or a pickle Kit Kat.
Fucking
hell. As soon as you said mayonnaise hot dog, I knew the other one was pickle.
Honestly, I think a pickle Kit Kat would be pretty dope.
Yeah, I'm
But mayonnaise hot dog. You're about to experience the best flavors in your whole entire mouth. And then they're going to slide. The dogs are going to slide right down into your belly hole and then fill it up. It's so tasty, so good.
Well,
and then you're just going to be full of happiness.
I think I'm going to be fine.
I think so, too.
Like, I think I'm going to be fine. I've been eating a bunch of McChickens with mayonnaise on them just to prepare.
Just to prepare. So that's going to be next week, by the way.
Are you Joey Chestnut or some shit?
You're sick at the moment, so I wanted to make sure that you were at full peak.
You could taste these fuckers.
So that I can get sick again.
You can lick all them down.
For sure.
If you fucking throw up in here.
Please, God.
When I'm done laughing and recording it,
I'll help
you clean it up, I guess. I don't know.
So I would have to say either leather.
Fruit leather?
Mm-hmm.
Just leather.
Or like maybe shoe. Or double bubble.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Salmon.
I was going to say beef jerky.
Ooh. You hearing this, Japan?
Can we get a shout out to Japan?
Do we have any like listeners in Japan?
They haven't peaked on the radar yet.
Shit.
So just as far as we've gotten is about China.
All right. Well, okay. Japan.
Are you telling me Japan?
He's saying it, so you have to
hashtag it.
Because you know, like...
Oh, yeah, I'll hashtag Japan.
Like how Facebook, like, if you say something out loud, you'll get an ad for
it. I'm going to check Facebook right now.
The government loves you?
Yeah.
I disabled it. I can't.
I'm checking.
So, we'll get some sweet Japanese Kit Kats.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
It's taking a long time to load. I'm getting worried.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's got to process what you've already
Tag Japan so that we can get a couple Japanese viewers.
The first sponsor post is Microsoft Store. Is that close enough?
Yeah.
It is?
They're both Japanese, I think.
Alexa, where's Japan?
Ooh.
Dude.
Oh, wait, we don't have one.
Thought about buying one for a long time, and I didn't.
I feel like they'd get really, like, scary really quick.
Very quick.
I get annoyed enough when Cortana comes on.
That's fair. I hate Cortana.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, fuck Cortana.
Fucking loser.
My Xbox thing...
Keep waiting for it to turn on.
Yeah.
The assist on my Xbox comes on when I say shit that doesn't even sound like what it's supposed to turn on for. Drives me nuts.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it sounds like a first world problem.
Yeah.
All those kids in Japan are just having, they're sitting at the vending machine right now going, what Kit Kat do I want today? Do I want exotic Tokyo or whatever the fuck? Or ice cream?
What do you think the America Kit Kat would taste like?
Sweat. Sweat and bacon.
Racism.
It probably tastes like...
Racism and police brutality.
No,
but what does that taste like?
Sweat
though?
And bacon.
Sweat and blood.
No, okay. Sweat and bacon, dude. America's bacon. Fat.
Or just lard. Is lard a flavor?
Ooh, I was going to say, it probably tastes like straight butter. Crisco.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, margarine. Can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah, pretty much. All that. And it all comes in, it comes in a box that looks like butter sticks, too.
And it's just got, it's got Trump yelling into a microphone.
Yeah.
But they don't make American Kit Kats in just like the little bite-sized ones. They're all large.
They're
king-sized.
Yeah.
Have you seen that Big Cat?
Yes.
Yeah, the one down the street.
No. Do you know what a Big Kat is?
No.
It's a Kit Kat that's that long and like that big, and it's just one stick of Kit Kat.
Mm-hmm. I don't like Kit Kats that much, though.
No, I don't think anybody does.
I do. I love Kit Kats.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm not. Kit Kat's like down the list.
Kit Kat's one of my favorite candy.
Kit Kat's one of my favorites, but I'm not a fan of chocolate, so I love fruity candy like Skittles or like. I love Warheads. I like sour candy.
Kyle's shaking his head in disgust.
No, just Warheads, just like...
Yeah, I ate one yesterday, and it cut the roof of my mouth and my tongue.
Yeah.
That happens with the Sour Skittles. Rips my fucking mouth apart.
Me and my brother used to bet with each other who could eat the most Warheads at once.
How far did you get?
7.
Have you seen that video?
I had 7 Warheads in my mouth at one time.
What, you look concerned. What video?
Man, my, my mouth is sweating with joy right now.
L.A. Beast. There's a guy on YouTube called L.A. Beast. He tried to eat 100 Warheads. and he had to stop because his mouth was bleeding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude, no, sour candy. He got to like 80.
Didn't that dude also eat a fucking cactus once?
Yeah, he ate a shoe also. Yeah.
Was that the guy that had the like the 20-year-old Pepsi Crystal?
Yeah. And he's like, man, this was so good, and 5 minutes later he's like, I don't feel good.
And he's throwing up.
Didn't he eat like a 10-pound bag of gummy bears once too?
Oh, he's done a bunch of
and,
shit.
And like fucking that's just awesome. Vomit.
See, some people you just decide I'm not gonna work a normal 9-to-5 job anymore, and I got no other skills. I'm gonna record myself doing dumb shit.
Anything.
Do you guys remember that Shoe Nice guy that used to drink like a whole fucking bottle of vodka just on camera?
No.
I remember the guy that did Jack Daniels.
Yeah, he used to just open up a whole bottle of vodka, just drink the whole fucking thing.
What do you have to be in your life to get to this point?
He was old and bald.
Okay.
Probably second marriage.
Speaking of drinking, I thought this was hilarious. We found, I was at Target today, and I found a bunch of like the alcohol mixers and everything, and there was an Orioles hat, and I was like, yeah, because you got to be an alcoholic to love the Orioles.
Hey!
Hey!
That's fucked up. You say that.
I thought that was so funny.
That's ruined. Mm. Terrible.
Is that it for the Kit Kats?
Yeah, I think so.
So we have a listener question.
Mm-hmm.
This comes from a very dear friend of ours named Paul. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
We're looking out
thanks,
for you.
I guess.
My sweet boy. And I gotta ask, guys, how tiny is your penis?
I mean, we were talking about Kit Kats, right?
There you go.
How tiny is my penis? You know the door stoppers that you fling them back and forth and go bluh, bluh, bluh. Yeah, think of like a quarter of that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Doesn't make the same noise, I found out, though.
You guys play with the Legos?
Yeah. About a 3-brick
one. About a 1x4. Yeah.
You guys know when you're making a like putting up a shelf and like the shelving in like the bookcase has those little prongs that go in the side?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that.
Nubbin. Yeah, a nubbin.
Like a yeah, I feel it. Yeah, mine's like you take a button and you sew it to a Brillo pad. That's kind of what I'm wrong.
There you go.
On the real, though, with gauges.
What? No, he's not being accurate.
Shut up.
Cucking?
How many of you used to lay down next to your door and just fucking flick this stupid goddamn door stoppers back?
I didn't grow up as a fucking used to kid, do that. Jared.
I used to do that shit all
your
the time.
Your parents have a string on a stick.
I was always so bored. I would just lay there and be like,
his parents are just sitting there cross-armed to look at him.
I like
him.
To think
he's still
Jared,
doing it.
It was the lead paint.
Little Jared's walking down the hallway going, oh, shit. He can't not walk past the thing without fucking flicking it just to make sure it still makes that noise.
What if he's walking and tripped over it and it made a sign and goes, what the fuck was that?
That's
I need to do that 60 more times right now. Yep, still works, Dad.
Just door check.
Still work.
Quick door check for you, Dad.
Oh, let me get the door check. Bring,
bring, bring, bring.
Awesome. A nice look into Jared's childhood. They didn't even. Your Christmas must have been awesome. We got more door stoppers, Jared. Fuck yeah, dude.
They bought him cat toys.
That's the answer I got about the cough drop.
Oh, there we go.
And you say yes?
We have next time.
Next time.
Oh, fuck yeah. What is it, like a monthly shipment?
Yeah, he says he orders them every month.
Do we get some other Kit Kats?
I've never tried nose flavor. Is that the Howie Mandel special?
It is. No, it's the Joe Rogan special.
Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Can we get him on the show? That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Nah.
I'll let him do coke in here.
As long as he cleans it up with his nose.
Yup. Use it like a goddamn vacuum.
So let us know how small your penis is. But please, God, no pictures. Actually, no. This is the phone number I want you to send them to.
Don't send them.
I mean, you can post shit like that on Twitter, not on Facebook, I'm pretty sure.
No, well, you can, but it'll get...
Mark Zuckerberg will beat off to it,
yeah.
So... Yeah,
he'll beat off to it.
I gotta ban more small penis pictures. Let me fucking beat off first.
He'll beat you off of Facebook so quick.
Yeah. Both hands.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, Mark Zuckerberg. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for subscribing.
So thank you, Paul, for being our sweet angel and sending us a good friend question. So if you have any other questions, send them in on... Fucking email them to us at howwedopodcast@gmail.com. Send them over the Facebook Messenger. Send them anonymously if you like. Fucking rate us on iTunes or on Facebook and put it in the review or some shit. We're reading all the reviews that we get at every end of the episode. I don't think we have any new ones, but we will double check. So please, you lazy pieces of ass.
Yeah.
Review.
We ask you to do one thing, damn it.
Yeah.
You're sitting at home getting the show for free and you can't fucking do anything about it.
Yeah. Quit beating off with your small penises and let us know how small they are or something. Yeah, I don't know.
I want to know.
Stop flicking that door stopper.
Yeah, God,
get off the floor.
Piece of ass.
Your parents are worried.
Still none.
All right. So, I think you guys know what time it is. It's time to learn to love it. It's that movie, please. And here tonight on the big screen, we've got a little movie from 1999.
Thank God.
This movie is called Johnny Tsunami. Now, I've never seen this movie.
Awesome.
So, warning, spoilers ahead.
What do you think it's about?
Okay, so
before actually getting into it.
So, you remember Nepal?
I'm sorry?
Nepal? The place in Asia?
No.
Oh.
They got hit with a tsunami a long time ago.
The dude sent us the question?
No, yeah. Paul? Well, Paul, but he's only knee high.
Okay.
He's knee Paul.
Knee high Kalan.
Okay.
But they got hit by a tsunami, and I think someone there was named Johnny, and he made the tsunami with a giant snow machine.
Yep.
Okay.
With his arms. He was in the pool just doing this, making waves.
So let's get into it. Go ahead.
Nope.
Okay. Set in totally the is. High mountains of Vermont and the giant waves of Hawaii's surf, Johnny Tsunami. First off.
Wait a minute. It's in Vermont and Hawaii?
Yeah.
I don't understand. They're not close.
Set in the high mountains of Vermont and the giant waves of Hawaii's surf. So we're just going to go ahead and say, all right. Okay. Johnny Tsunami is an exciting adventure about a 13-year-old boy who learns to adapt to his new surroundings after his family moves from one extreme environment to another.
Wait.
Oh, shit, I've seen this movie.
Is Vermont extreme?
Very extreme.
I've been to Vermont.
This is fucking the movie about the surfer kid that starts snowboarding, I think.
Spoilers.
Yeah, wow. Way to fuck my whole thing. You know what? Thank you guys for coming out.
I was really hoping this was like a weird thing where he was like a surfboarder in Hawaii and got sucked into the cybernet and he surfed through the internet and then ended up in Vermont with a new family where he was allowed to use the internet to get home.
Yeah, it was an Amish family. He somehow, through the devil's arts...
Yeah,
got into the Amish family. They don't have
it. And then he saved the rec center by snowboarding so well.
I thought this was a Point Break prequel.
Oh, shit.
All right. Johnny Tsunami is filled with life's lessons and family and friendships and packed with snowboarding and surf action. Johnny Kapahala, Brandon Baker, is a 13-year-old surfing sensation. Okay, well, his name isn't Johnny Tsunami, so I don't know why his name, why it's called.
It rhymes.
Pseudonym.
Yeah, you're right. They did sue him. A 13-year-old surfing sensation enjoying his carefree life in Hawaii. Living in Hawaii, John Kay is surrounded by his surfing buddies, his parents, and most importantly, his legendary grandfather, Johnny Tsunami.
Oh, it's an origin story.
I can't
story.
Say that name.
Say it.
Carrie Huyuki.
Yeah.
Tagawa.
I wasn't done.
Who is greatly admires. Plus, he is able to enjoy his life's passion, surfing. With the help of his grandfather, Johnny K became the champion surfer at an early age. In his own day, Johnny's grandfather was known worldwide as having won the most prestigious surfing medal, the Tsunami Medallion. Thus his nickname, Johnny Tsunami. This medallion is something Johnny K has coveted all his life and has dreamed of winning himself one day. That didn't make sense. Johnny Kapahala's Hawaiian life is turning upside down when his father, Pete Kapahala, Yuji Okumoto, announces that he is moving his family from Hawaii to Vermont.
Aw, shit.
Pete is the opposite.
What the hell did you say?
Stroking out.
I think that was
sorry.
Supposed to be
Dyslexia had a grasp on my nuts. Pete is the opposite of his father, Johnny Tsunami, and the businessman, not a surfer, an expert in computers. Pete has developed a classroom computer network program, ClassNet, which links schools together so they may share files and information. Johnny K is disappointed about the move to Vermont, as it means moving away from his grandfather and no longer being able to surf. Taking advice from his grandfather, he knows he must keep a positive attitude and make the best of his new home. Upon his arrival in Vermont, Johnny K is quickly aware...
This is the longest synopsis ever.
I know. That he is fishing out of water. That's not what that said. I'm just going to roll with it. His father enrolls him in a private school, Sky Academy, the same school that has hired his father to implement his computer program, ClassNet.
He's going
to
be a pilot.
That's what it seems like.
Or a superhero.
Sky High, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
His first introductions are with Brett, Zach Bostrom, and his friends, which include Emily Pritchard, Kristen Storms, whom Johnny immediately likes.
Ooh.
Yeah, love interest already. Brett isn't exactly friendly to Johnny. Right away, a chivalry.
This is a cuck story.
This is it. Yeah, develops between the two
Vermont
boys.
King. Bed.
With Emily caught in the middle.
Just a bunch of boys.
In order to try to fit in, Johnny K takes Brett up on an offer to go skiing, something that is a must for Sky Academy students.
What? What?
This is your initiation.
That's literally what it says.
You want an A in this class, you gotta go ski down the diamonds.
No, it literally says Johnny K takes Brett up on an offer to go skiing, something that is a must for Sky High.
It literally says something?
Yeah. Skiing something. You gotta go skiing something.
How about a hill? How about a slope?
Let's start easy.
Yeah.
Skiing something 101.
Stupid fucking...
He's gonna turn into that movie, Frozen, where the people get stuck up on the ski lift and die. You've seen that?
Dumb Dumber?
Is that Frozen?
Yeah. It's called Frozen.
We'll talk about that movie later.
All right, we'll go watch that movie. We have so many movies to watch.
Johnny figures with his skills in surfing that skiing could not be all that difficult, but quickly realizes that it is going to take some time for him to master the sport. Brett, of course, is pleased that Johnny is having a hard time of skiing. Riding the bus home from school one day, Johnny sees a group of boys snowboarding, which piques his interest. Johnny K befriends the snowboarder by the name of Sam, Lee Thompson Young, and asks him to teach him how to master the sport.
That's not where I thought you were going with that.
Well, it hasn't started yet. This is still the pre-show dialogue.
Son of a bitch!
Sam explains to Johnny K that
Where'd
only
the
public
fuck,
school
Emily?
Kids snowboard and are referred to as urchins. The private school kids, like Johnny, known as Ski.
What?
Okay?
I don't know.
The derogatory term for the other kids is called a ski?
A skis.
Oh, like, you just bunch of fucking skis. Instead of saying squares.
Yeah, urchins and skis.
It's probably supposed to be skies, but...
Oh yeah,
like
that's
skis.
How that's. I don't know, man. Skies.
Well, I mean, skis. But I feel like it's probably pronounced skies.
We'll have to watch the movie. Sam also explains that the mountain on the town is divided: skis one side, skies. Urchins on the other, and the two do not mix. Johnny K convinces Sam to teach him to snowboard, and they become fast friends. Johnny K finally feels the belongings. He belongs in Vermont and has found his niche in snowboarding and the urchins. Of course, when Brett and the rest find out, they make Johnny's school life difficult. Sam learns that he and his father, an Air Force pilot, have been transferred and he will be moving away from Vermont. Upset by this, Sam and Johnny K devise a plan and stow away on the Air Force plane heading to Hawaii.
I thought they were going to war.
To be with Johnny's grandfather.
What
Johnny
the fuck?
Tsunami, of course, convinces the boys upon the arrival to contact their parents and explain what they've done. He also convinces the boys' parents to let them stay in Hawaii a few days. Reluctant, Sam and Johnny K's parents agree. Johnny and Sam enjoy their days in Hawaii surfing and hanging out with his grandfather. After a few days of hanging out with his grandfather... After a few days of Hawaii and guidance from Johnny's grandfather, the boys realize they need to head back to Vermont with Johnny Tsunami.
And
of course,
those kids' ass. Wait, he goes with Sam's the other guy, right?
Sam's the snowboard man. Brett is the ski. Oh god! And then they both love that girl.
Oh, so there's like four dudes in love with this girl?
Sure. I'm gonna say yes.
I think the dudes are boning.
I don't know.
They went. No shirt backpacking on a goddamn plane to Hawaii.
Pete was not at all happy about Johnny Tsunami returning home with the boys, but soon realizes that his father does have a positive influence on the young Johnny K after all. Soon after his return, Johnny K mates with his nemesis, Brett. Johnny K seizes the opportunity and challenges Brett to a race. So they took spaces out of this thing.
Okay.
They spelled race. They put race and he together, so I really thought that was a confusing word.
Say what you thought it was.
Rish.
Even better. You're putting Jarrett Sleet over here. He's like, he's this seen movie this movie.
Sucks.
Why are we talking? Why?
Okay, we'll say at the end. Okay. Once he arrives at the mountain for the race, he is even more pleased to see those he cares about most are there to cheer him on. What? Sam, his grandfather, his mother, and the most importantly, his father. The race begins, and off they go, neck and neck. All the way, hearts pounding, and everyone cheering. That's where the movie stops.
That's it?
So, yep. So he first, leaves, and then comes back and beats this kid that's been training this entire time? No.
He races him, and it stops.
That's not how the movie ends.
That's literally where it stopped. It said, everyone's cheering, and then it stops. There's nothing else.
I don't think that's how the movie ends. I haven't seen this movie in fucking 16 years.
God damn.
What happened to the girl?
I don't think she got boned.
I don't think so either.
I don't think she ever existed in the first place.
Oh, an imaginary girl.
Oh, they're all crazy people.
Well, you have to be if you live in Vermont.
That's fair.
And call someone a ski or a sky.
I'm pretty sure that there's like another scene after that, and that's
so I can tell you right now.
Okay,
can I enter that movie place?
Jump into that movie place with me.
Okay, so, oh my god,
it's the most long-winded explanation for an hour and a half movie.
Johnny's parents decide to throw us up. Nope, we didn't get there.
See, right?
Brett and the gang encounter Johnny and his grandfather, and they decide to have a one-on-one challenge between Brett and Johnny K.
If Johnny wins a race, then the skiers must share their mountain with
the
snowboarders.
Why the fuck is there so much emphasis on making sure you know it's Johnny K? There's no other Johnny in the fucking movie.
Johnny Tsunami.
There's no way you're going to think that it's his grandfather snowboarding.
Bullshit. Have you seen him?
He's a surfing legend.
He fucking rips it.
In Hawaii.
He shreds waves harder than fucking
in Hawaii.
Someone that does that better.
Nobody can be that stupid to think that they're reading this and saying, maybe.
I like to think that this is like that level of 90s racism where everyone is like the right color to be that you think they are without knowing, without seeing the movie.
They took grandfather with them back to Vermont.
Okay.
Jared's like, fuck this.
You're right. It could have been his grandfather that was snowboarding in a movie about the kid that's learning how to snowboard to impress a girl. You're absolutely right.
If Brett wins...
That is the ultimate grift.
What?
Johnny Tsunami dressing up as Johnny K to make the girl happy, and then the granddad and the girl bang it out in front of him, and he gets cucked.
Yes.
Wait, an old dude's fucking a 13-year-old dude? Girl? Well, all surfers call everyone dudes. So,
Shaw. Yeah. Shakira.
There you go.
Go ahead with the ending.
Can I just read the last sentence?
Yeah.
The ending scene shows Johnny and Emily dancing together.
Where?
So he did it. He did it.
They saved the rec center.
He did it.
Apparently, yeah. The forest didn't burn down.
So the race happens, and then Johnny picks up a snowboard and smacks the other kid in the face and kills
breaking his jugular.
Yeah, when they go through like the back area where you don't see behind the trees, and like, oh, I wonder who's going to come out of there first, and it's like really suspenseful for the finish line, he just beats the shit out of that other kid.
Yeah, he rips his head off.
This is how we do in Hawaii, bitch, and just fucking puts him down.
Johnny Tsunami jumps out of his pocket and breaks his leg.
And then has to bury him in the snow, never to be seen again.
Yeah, frozen.
Yeah. Like, where's Brett? He's like, who was Brett?
Brett never existed, you fucks.
And his parents are like, no, that's our kid. And they're like, nah.
You're throwing up gang signs.
Is this like Fight Club?
Only if this Emily girl is Helena Bonham Carter's character.
Okay.
And she doesn't get it.
She doesn't realize that. Okay. Yeah.
So there's a part that's in this IMDb thing. It's called Goofs. I'd like to read you a goof. Is that permissible?
Jared?
It's not mine.
So this goof is called Revealing Mistakes. When Sam is teaching Johnny to snowboard, he is riding Goofy. In later scenes, where Johnny is performing more difficult jumps and turns, he is riding Regular. This reveals he uses a stunt double. Oh, I don't know how it's a goof. Other than he's skating. Surfing. Well, snowboarding. Goofy.
So what does that mean?
The movie didn't hire the right stunt man to ride the same way as the kid knew how to at 13.
I guess. I don't know.
Remember that weird part in time where, like, surfing and snowboarding were, like, the cool things to do and, like, rocket power and stuff came out? It's all 1999.
Mm-hmm.
Why was that cool?
And they all had the helmets and the arm pads, literally every single type of protection that you can imagine.
That they got to. Because you don't want to end up like the girl in that Deep Blue whatever movie and lose an arm or something.
Soul Surfer? Yeah. She got eated.
I like how Brett really does look like a douchebag, though.
He looks like Fred Savage. What was the movie with the Fast and Furious dead guy?
Fast and Furious dead guy.
Not Deep Impact.
Oh, Paul.
Deep Blue Sea?
Yeah. What's his name? Paul Walker.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many surf movies that came out.
Wasn't he in the... Paul Walker was in the fucking... God, what movie was it? The snow movie with the dogs.
Oh, the telephone pole. Oh, no, wait.
Snow Dogs?
Was it Snow Dogs?
No, that was Cuba Gooding Jr.
That was Cuba Gooding Jr. There was another one.
He's black.
There's another one where he was in...
That's Tyrese!
No, there's another one. It's another movie of him and he's...
Is it one of the Air Bud movies?
No, I'm going to find it
right
now.
I almost bought Air Bud movies for all.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to look it up.
What rating out of 10 would you give this movie?
Oh my god. Is it over?
Yeah, it's over.
I kind of feel like we're talking about it.
Eight below. He was in the dog movie.
Oh, that's the movie where he cuts open a dog and sleeps in it.
Yeah. Brutal Cold Forces 2 and. Oh, we'll
do that.
Come on now, what the fuck is this?
This ain't my shit.
It's got a 64 on Metacritic.
What's Johnny Tsunami ahead?
No, give me your ratings. I don't tell you how to.
I'm going to give this one 10 Shaka Bras out of 10.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay.
I feel like it encompasses the best of both worlds of surfing and snowboarding, and everyone is ultimately cool, and the rec center is saved.
I've got to give this movie a strong hang 10, guys.
Oh!
Wow.
I don't want to touch your hand. Remember?
Okay.
He's sick as fuck. He died.
I just really wanted to fucking... All right, whatever.
Lick the leather.
No, don't.
Go ahead, Kyle.
I'd give it a solid 9 penguins out of 10.
It's
pretty
good.
Yeah.
So this movie got a 6.4 out of 10.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, I think you guys were three hairs shy.
Yeah.
So how many awards did it win? Like what awards did it win?
Yeah.
Let's take a gander at that. It had one award nomination.
Holy shit.
Was it a Razzie?
It was
a Disney Channel Award.
Humanities Prize.
What did you say?
That's the word that it's supposed to be.
Humanitas.
Holy shit, that's probably the word it's supposed to be.
That's not a word.
It was children's live action category. And it was for Ann Austin and Doug Sloan. I don't know if any of them were in the movie.
I don't know. Yeah.
Were they the best boys? I think they were the best boys.
Best boy grips?
Yeah.
Boy grips.
It was nominated. They were the writers, so they did,
Junior.
They did not win.
Shit.
This movie got a nomination for writing?
Yeah.
Did they write the fucking synopsis too? They wouldn't shut up about their own movie. That was like a goddamn term paper.
Humanities Prize nominee. That's literally what it is.
I don't think that's English. But okay, I'll buy it.
So, I'm a little confused.
Yeah. You too?
Brett was one of the skiers, right?
If you had to ask me any trivia about this movie, I couldn't answer it.
Wasn't Brett the bad guy that was a skier?
I thought it was...
You read it!
I did. Yes, he was.
I thought that was his buddy. Who was his buddy?
Sam.
Fuck.
So
Sam!
This is a quote. It says, Brett, hey, Johnny K., let me guess. No skies allowed? It is skies. I don't know why they spelt it that way. I don't know.
How do you know it's skies now?
Because it's SKY apostrophe S.
Oh my god.
Now.
They own the sky?
And Brett goes, no, what you did yesterday, getting massive air up off that jump to help Sam... And that ski girl, mad props, dude. You're a real charger.
I like that they don't remember the girl's name.
In yeah.
This movie. Very 90s of you movie.
Guys.
Yeah. Skies.
2007. Johnny Capahala back on board.
Wait, there's a second one?
8 years later.
Holy shit.
In 2007.
I think I've seen that one. Because he's dirt boards.
Dirtboards.
He's so cool. He can do it.
He's got a fucking rollerboard. Is there a skydiving scene in this movie? It's got huge ass wheels on it. He rides around dirt.
You think a producer got a dirt board and was like, "Oh my god, I gotta make a movie."
I have to tell you guys, like 100%, he's absolutely right.
Oh my god, it's a fucking dirtboard. Yeah, I've seen this fucking movie when I was young. That's the movie I thought I was picking.
The dirtboarding movie. Were you just as confused as we were?
Yeah. I was lost the whole time. It was like a fever dream.
Dude, I wanted one of those so bad.
They're not cool, Kyle. They're not cool.
I know.
What do you
do
with a dirt board? Can you trick on one?
No, it straps to your feet.
So great. Apparently in that one, he goes back to Hawaii for the wedding of his grandfather. And then his...
He marries Emily!
No!
I told you!
His step-grandmother has like a 12-year-old kid, and he hates them or whatever. And then they fucking
Skyers.
Yeah.
And they fuck?
Skyers.
Yeah, and then they fuck each other on the dartboard.
Sweet. Wait, oh, when's the third one going to come out when they're on hoverboards?
Hold on. Let me make sure they didn't make
segues.
Yeah.
Like,
they're parkour kids now.
Is that like, what I really like Assassin's
Creed.
Fuck yeah.
I'm so Assassin's Creed.
I'm way more Assassin's Creed than you are,
no
bro.
No way. I'm Johnny Assassin's Creed.
I'm Johnny Capahala Assassin's Creed.
I'm Creed Johnny.
I'm Johnny Creed.
Creed, bro. Creed.
The guy who played Johnny Capahala has not done great since then.
Oh, no.
His most recent movie was Up on the Wooftop.
Is that a play?
It's like a Christmas werewolf movie?
It's a Christmas dog movie, and all he's listed as is accountant.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I went from Johnny Tsunami star to accountant.
They're casting this movie. He's like, I was in Johnny Tsunami!
Oh, you think there's people on set, and they're at the craft service table, what? And they're looking over at the guy, and he's like, dude, check it out. That guy over there, he played Johnny Capahala in Johnny Tsunami. Remember that 90s movie? And they're like,
whoa,
oh my god, no
shit.
Way. I'm getting paid more than him now.
Yeah. He still got the medal, like, as a necklace.
What you doing here?
Yeah.
Nerd.
I'm going to enjoy my Cheez-Its while he fucking, what's he doing? Nothing.
Accounting?
No one's even bringing him anything. I have a PA.
Fucking nerd.
He did play himself on Seasonal Depression, the show.
Oh, shit, Johnny.
Johnny, my sweet boy, no.
Wait, find out. See if that episode's streaming anywhere.
Can he please be our Johnny?
I want to see.
Do it for.
Don't break the illusion. I want to think that we have a listener who listens in every week.
There's nothing
like,
on here about this.
Oh yeah,
it doesn't exist.
It says Seasonal Depression, the show.
It's still running.
There's nothing on here.
I'm gonna look into that because I want to find his episode where he's like, I'm growing up, you know, I was a child star, Johnny Capahala.
Can we also point out,
I can't fucking get a job anyway.
Now
Johnny
I'm just
Capahala.
A fucking accountant.
Brandon Baker, the guy that plays Johnny Capahala, look at his IMDb picture. Is just him wearing a shirt that just
says
you, Hawaii.
It's 90s racist. They're labeling the kids.
Damn.
That's awesome.
Well, I hope you guys...
That was a 20-minute down.
I hope you guys love to learn loving it. It's the that movie place.
So I need some advice.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Where are you from?
If your parents are moving and you have to stop snowboarding
to Vermont.
Yeah. So should I go or should I? Oh,
should
okay.
you stay or should you go now?
Yeah.
Surf the web. Then get addicted to porn.
Ooh.
Memes.
And memes.
I don't know what memes are.
But don't eat Tide Pods.
Oh, fuck.
I need some advice on how to buy a car.
Do you know the way?
With money.
So, like...
Do you know the way of buying a car?
I was wondering how long it would take for us to get this episode without that fucking thing.
I think that's Jared's favorite
meme. It's my favorite meme.
Yeah, you know it's going to die, like, in 3 days,
no, it's
right?
not.
I'm not even exactly sure. I know the Knuckles thing.
I don't know it.
I don't know anything about that. I know VR chat. That's it.
That's it. That's all you need to know.
Okay.
Explains everything.
You need to know.
Someone told me there's a movie or something. I don't know.
Who Kicked Kath and Alex? I sent it in the group chat. You guys all ignored it.
Yep.
Yeah, sure did. I ignore half the shit that comes to my phone. Anyway,
How do I buy a car?
With money.
No. Nope.
Like...
Wrong.
No. Yeah, very wrong.
The salesmen are like...
They're piranhas.
They are.
Yeah.
As soon as you walk on the lot, they're like three of them.
Yeah, and you say no, I'm just looking.
You.
Okay, real quick, do you think a school of piranhas would kill a shark? Or do you think a shark would win?
How many is in a school?
I think I'll say three or more.
How big is a shark?
It's a bull shark.
I mean, that bull shark's definitely winning against three piranhas.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Yes. I'm going to say so, too. Because I could beat up three little kids.
Well, I have to Google this. You guys go ahead.
Okay.
This is really bringing me down.
So, like, I'm very, like, nervous when it comes to, like, buying, like, a big purchase.
Okay.
I don't know what to look for. I don't know, like, okay,
wheels.
It's got four wheels. Awesome. Kind of has a steering wheel.
Yeah.
And it has, like, three cup holders, so I guess that's enough.
That's a good.
So, like, how do I not get talked into a car that I don't want?
Well, they always want to give you a used car.
Okay.
What you need to look for, first and foremost, stains and smells.
Okay.
Get in there and just be like, I'm interested in this car. Mm-hmm. I'll listen. You know, because here's what you need to do. You need to at least, like, flirt with the guy first. Kind of let him know, like, I'm interested in what you got. I'm gonna
the car.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna hear you out on this car first.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, in the back of your head, you're gonna say no.
Mm-hmm.
But you want him to think that, like, you're on his side.
Cuck
but
him.
You're not. Yeah.
Cuck him.
Yeah. So sit in the back seat of this car for like 2 hours. Windows up. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter the temperature outside. You're fine. Okay. You, no one's ever died like that.
No.
Sit in there and just breathe in for a long time. Over and over again. If you pass out, they have to give you the car.
Okay.
That is how that works.
Is there a money limit? Like if the car is over $20,000, they won't do it?
If you have life insurance, they check that. If you're not insured, though, you're good.
Okay.
So get rid of your life insurance if you have that, too. Okay. But sometimes you can wake up in that game show where people hold their hands on the cars for a long time. If you're already in the car,
mm-hmm.
gold. But anyway, like I said, you need to look for stains.
Okay.
Because you need to know how to use this car. Who's been cucked in this car before?
Seats. Ceiling.
Ceiling, mostly.
Okay.
Yeah, because things go up.
Okay.
Kyle.
What about stains in the trunk area?
That's not important, because if anything stained back there, they were a dead thing,
mm-hmm.
and that's not a big deal.
Okay.
Mostly.
What if the stains are a dead man and then a man's fun juice in him on him?
The silly string.
What are you saying?
I'm sorry, I jumped into the conversation way late.
You have to at least ask, like. Because they'll know where the stains came from.
They legally have to tell you. It's just like facts. If somebody was murdered in the house, they have to tell you.
If the guy was murdered in the car, he could have haunted it. And that brings the value down $5,000. They won't tell you that. You have to say it.
Do I still get the same gas mileage if it was a non-haunted car?
No, because the ghost is an asshole.
Shit.
The ghost eats... They literally eat gasoline.
Yeah.
Fuck.
They're like Pac-Man ghosts.
And they won't, like, chip in for gas?
No, of course not.
No.
Because they don't look at themselves as, like, sitting in the car. Haunting's different than sitting.
They actually drive up the... They have special gas pumps for haunted cars. Like, you can only use a special kind of gas.
Yeah, the green ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, like, what about, like tips when I'm test driving? Like,
wreck it.
You really want to grind the transmission and the clutch. You want to make sure that clutch can handle a pounding.
So, like, what speed is acceptable to, like, ghost ride the whip?
Okay, so... 80. You really
Kyle's not running 80.
Yeah,
because you got to keep up with the car when you ghost ride. You got to get out the car while the car's still rolling.
You guys have never
dancing
seen Kyle
on the
run.
Hood, huh?
80.
What did
you say?
You guys have never seen Kyle run 80.
Now, can I say this? If it's haunted, any speed, because it's already ghost ridden.
Shit!
Oh my god!
But if you do actually want a ghost ride and it's not a haunted car, don't tell the car salesman when he's in the car with you. Just get out.
Oh, so.
Put it in drive. Put it in drive, because if you let off the brake, it'll just go a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just put it in drive and then just get out and shut the door and stand there.
And be like, and you have to, well, no, walk beside it, because you have to see how the car moves on the road. Mm-hmm. And when he goes, "What the fuck are you doing?" Like, I have to see how it drives from the outside. Like, being on the inside, I only see so much.
I have to make sure I look good in this.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
So stop screaming in there, asshole.
Can you pretend to sit in the driver's seat? Don't really do it.
Yeah, don't hit the gas or anything, because that's going
to
go.
I talked to Mr. Jenkins. He will not like that.
Right.
He's the ghost in the car.
Going back to what Ian said about grinding the gears.
Yeah.
That then it becomes slightly used.
Mm-hmm.
Value down.
Yep.
And they can't fault you for that.
Nope.
Because they let you test drive it.
Yep.
Okay. It's on their own fault.
So, like, as we're doing, like, a walk around, like, okay, yeah, here's the rims and everything, start punching the car, kind of dent it.
Well, you know how cops will walk up to a car, they pull over, and just break the back wind light.
Right.
Do the same thing.
Yeah, you really want to see how much pressure those lights can take. And so you really want to hit them and be like, okay, that could take a sizable amount of damage.
Right. And then when they say, what the fuck did you do? Why did you do that? You're going to owe us for that. You go, my dad's a cop. Okay. And they're like, sorry, man.
Yep.
Let's test drive this.
Yeah.
Then the ghost ride.
Then you proceed the ghost ride.
Look, buying a car is easy, Kyle. I don't understand why you're having so much problem here. Ghost ride the car, wreck the car, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get a car. Commit.
But, like, in what condition is it going to be in after all the trials have been completed on this car?
That's when you find the exact same car and then buy that one.
Yeah, like, yeah, that one drove well.
I don't want it in this condition
anymore. It's now got 4 miles on it. I don't really see it as... pure anymore.
The front end is dented.
Say you want a new color.
Yeah. You all advertised 46 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Or not 46. 46 miles. It has 51.
Yeah,
I don't want this car.
It's deflowered. I want this one over here.
Yeah, I want a Virgin car.
I need to...
This car's tight.
I've heard of Virgin Mobile. Yeah. I would like a Virgin Mobile car.
Please.
Virgin Mobile.
Virgin Mobile.
There you go.
It's never gone, gone over 60.
Get a Prius.
Okay. I need to be able to pick up virgins in this thing.
So, like, can I barter for the car?
Yeah, always.
Do I come with a check?
No. So, it's like a Goodwill. Bring all the belongings you don't want anymore. Take them to the front door of the dealership, and they'll trade you a car.
Be like, I have these. I want this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please. And they'll be like, all right, yeah, sure.
So you I have 16 of these, and I have one sports trophy that I won when I was 12. Mm-hmm. You guys think
it's a participant?
I have a Johnny Tsunami medallion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. What a rare thing!
And you say please first, and if they say I don't know, be like okay, then fucking do it, and they'll be like oh okay.
Yep. Oh, don't hurt me, Tsunami.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, and you know, it's not tricky. You have to find the right man. You have to find the man. You have to look at their feet. You want to find the man with the tightest shoes. They're the best ones to talk to. All their blood is in their feet.
Do I get down there and just like...
You need to try to put a finger in there. If you can fit a finger in their shoe, not tight enough, bud.
Not the guy for you. That's what they say. Finger in the shoe, not for you.
Okay.
That's what they say.
Wow, that's an old dealership.
I always heard that, but I never knew what it meant. Yeah.
They're going to try it. Kyle, I've bought a car before. They're going to try and offer you... You know how you get, like, the sports package? The LX package? They're going to try and offer you the California package.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't want... Trust me.
It's wider.
But it's shorter, and you're going to get cucked.
Yep.
Shit.
That's what you that is for.
You get cucked in
that. It has three seats going across in the front.
At a fucking stoplight, another man will enter your car and say, I'm here to cuck you.
I'm here to watch you drive this thing.
And, yeah. Okay. No, he drives the car.
Oh, he drives all you watch.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to put this car... This car's in cuck now.
Yeah.
He goes like 45 in the right-hand lane on like the interstate.
With his blinker on.
Yeah.
He puts the opposite blinker on when he turns.
Yeah.
I did that once and almost had a crash.
You confuse yourself.
No, somebody, my friend was behind me. I'm like, this will be funny. And then...
And then he almost ruined everything. Why'd you do that? I thought I'd be funny.
Kyle...
And then that's when you get like, oh, it was funny. No, you mentioned it.
When you're buying a car, you need to have like a definite decision on what you want in a car.
Okay.
So if you want a four-door car, mm-hmm. or you want a two-door car, you want four-wheel drive, you want just a sports car, whatever, make sure that you have definite guidelines on what you want so that you can't be persuaded into something that you don't actually want.
And then I steal
it. I'm trying to give you some real actual advice.
Okay.
Let's say you want a sports car.
So find the smallest man to test drive with. Mm-hmm.
Let's say you want a sports car.
Uh-huh. Jared's like,
you need to come with sports gear. You ask for a sports car, you need to whale a baseball with that thing.
You gotta come in shoulder pads, a helmet, and say, I kick for the goddamn Vikings.
Yeah, you need to come in shoulder pads, a helmet, a baseball bat, and cleats.
I mean, I have golf clubs in the back of my car now.
And a surfboard. You're
Johnny goddamn Tsunami. And you need to go in there and be like, I need a sports car. And they're like, all right, we got this one. You just take that bat and smam it. Just smam it. Smam that thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Windshield? Straight windshield?
No, never glass. Always do the plastics first.
Okay, so bumper.
What does he need to bring if he's buying a Prius? Lettuce wraps?
Lettuce wraps, a fresh box of tampon.
Okay.
And a purse.
Guacamole.
High heels.
That's really funny.
Okay.
And you need to bring a Chipotle gift card.
How much?
You can go as low as 25, but never go more than 300.
Okay.
Why?
Okay.
Because 300 shows that you're rich and privileged. And that will not do with a Prius.
I gotta check my privilege before I buy a Prius. So.
It's okay to be privileged. You're a white male. You get whatever you want.
You've got a Prius, though. Maybe sports car? Yes. Not a Prius.
Okay.
Or smart car. You can get a smart car.
What does he need to bring if he wants to buy a smart car?
Pocket protector.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Need to bring a separate set of glasses that are a little bit bigger and a slightly different shade in a glasses case and hang that from your mirror.
Do they have to be cracked?
They have to have tape in the center.
A T-800 calculator.
Yeah, in your pocket protector.
Kind of have one of those already.
I think I might get a smart car.
Smart car.
Shit.
And it actually comes with a math book in the glove compartment. It doesn't have a owner's manual. It just has a math textbook.
It just says math on the front?
Mm-hmm.
Math.
I think it says mathematics if you get like the upgraded package.
Yeah, if you get the...
If you get the California...
The Deluxe.
It's a wider book.
Yeah, imagine a smart car, but
mathematics instead of math,
but turned sideways and the wheels are going sideways. That's the smart car, California King Smarts.
Okay.
It's just street smarts.
Okay. Cool.
Do you feel like you're prepared?
I think I'm very prepared.
Good. Hell yeah.
They're not going to see what
you tell the guy. I want to buy a car, and then whatever he suggests first, buy that one.
Okay.
Yeah. So when you
bring
when
a blank check,
you need to walk in and say,
just fill this whatever you want.
Find the toughest guy there and be like, "Yo, bud, you wearing a cup?" And if he says no, you need to slap his dick off his body
and say, okay, "Take $5,000 off the sticker price right now." And he goes, "Okay, sir." And they say, "Another $500 right now." And he's like, "I just..."
And then you hit him again. And he goes, "Oh, good, sir."
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you slap his nuts like fucking...
It's all
speed bag it.
Yeah, you slap his nuts until he sounds like your 6-year-old nephew.
Mm-hmm. Until he sounds like he's buying a Prius.
Until he sounds like Johnny Tsunami's bitch ass.
Shit, and now I gotta buy the movie to buy a car. Shit.
Yeah.
And you gotta get the medallion. Limited edition medallion.
It was only available in fucking Frosted Flakes.
You have to surf against Johnny Tsunami and win it. So
that's gonna be tough.
That's not gonna be too tough now, though, because he's like just an accountant.
No, that was Johnny Capahala.
Rooftops.
Yeah.
Johnny Tsunami. He just got married in 2007, had a kid.
Absolutely, probably dead.
To fight
right
his
now.
Kid.
Absolutely, probably.
We're going to find
you
out.
You have to fist fight his kid to the
now.
Death.
Okay.
And then dirtboard him.
Yeah, dirtboarding.
Which, you know, dirtboarding sounds like a terrorist thing now. This is waterboarding.
Dirtboarding kind of sounds like butt play.
Wow, Johnny Tsunami is not dead.
I've learned
you still watching, looking up Johnny
Tsunami. He also was Shang Tsung in the fucking Mortal Kombat movie.
What?
Johnny Wait. Tsunami was Shang Tsung in
you
the
have
fucking
to fight
Mortal Kombat.
Johnny Wait, let me
That's
Tsunami.
Way better.
Let me say. The animated one?
No, the real movie.
No, oh, fuck you.
Oh, fuck
you. You gotta surf against Johnny Tsunami and Shang Yun, or whatever his name was.
He'll steal your soul.
He will.
And kill your brother.
He'll dirtboard you.
He's still in movies. He was just in Planet of the Apes in 2001.
That's racist.
That's a long time ago. I thought this was a newer one.
He'll dirtboard that buttocks.
Yeah.
Straight to the next level.
Riding them hills.
Under the sea.
But, yep.
Down where it's dirty. Your mom's name is Gertie. Under the sea.
Kyle, do you need help with anything else?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Well, on that note, you know, we've kind of tried to help you guys out a lot. I hope that what we said was good.
I feel like we gave out a lot of advice today.
We did. You know, I learned a lot. What? I learned a lot more about Jarrett's gauge penis addiction with his flicky doorsteps. Stops.
I'll show you it later, Jarrett.
Guys, that dude was in the Tekken movie, too.
Of course he was.
Tekken movie?
He was Hayachi. In fucking
Isn't that
Texas
the old
movie.
Man in Tekken?
Yeah.
He's a dude that throws people off cliffs.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
To make sure if they're demons or not.
Was he in Street Fighter also?
I'll
lose my goddamn mind if he's also in Street Fighter.
I don't think so. When was the Street Fighter movie?
Oh, like 96, maybe?
Yeah, something like that. Some dumb at time.
Yeah.
He was like, in Pearl Harbor.
That's racist.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
He probably died in that movie.
It was a documentary that happened in real time.
Yeah.
But he still lived.
No.
That's where Cuba Gooding Jr. was discovered. It was a documentary. Well, that guy can act.
He was acting. He wasn't a paid actor. He was just on that ship when it happened.
Yeah, I need to see this fucking movie. This fucking movie.
You never seen Thunder in Paradise?
Look at this fucking thing.
Is that Hulk Hogan?
Yeah. That's Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, that's Terry right. Hogan.
Terry Hulk Hogan.
Well, I hope you guys had a good time, had lots of good fun, that was funny, and I hope that you guys learned where to follow us at iTunes, Facebook, the tweets, the Twitter sphere, the Snapchat, you know, Google Play, just fucking look, just write us a review, you will literally say anything you put on there.
Legally,
anything you put on there, we will say. So yeah, you know, thank you, Chef. Stay golden. Do it for Johnny.
Which Johnny?
Fucking, I hate you. Just do it for fucking Johnny.